today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses the musicals. We're talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Well, hot patootie and bless my podcast, it's time to do the time warp again. I see a light over at the Frankenstein place, and it looks like they're showing a science fiction double feature. We're into the time slip, and you're into the theme song.
Musicals, jazz hands.
Body Sounds, the podcast. We really like body sounds. Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to October. It's, that month where we talk about horror movies and horror musicals, and it's spooky and scary. And anyways, I'm Brad, and...
I'm Angelina.
Okay. I was hoping you would get the clue of the movie we're doing.
I can't remember her name.
Janet.
And I'm Janet.
There we go.
Jackson.
Yeah, you almost had it. Well, guys, if you didn't catch the hint, we're talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, a.k.a. Oh, wow. Thanks to MEC94 for that alternate title. Probably not meant to be an alternate title, but guess what?
It's very succinct.
You posted it, you commented it, and we use it. Get used to it.
I feel like it is accurate, though.
It is very accurate. Maybe they meant it as the alternate title. I don't know. Oh, wow.
I hope so.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wow. It really does depend on how you say it.
Yeah, they didn't specify, so could be anything.
Speaking of could be anything, this movie, am I right? What is it? What even is Rocky Horror? Let's get into it. The gloves are coming off. Also, the gloves are coming off. And let's talk about it. Let's get into the heart of the matter, the meat of the meal. I'm just rambling today. Are you going to say anything?
I feel like this should be your episode.
Oh, why? What are you trying to say?
I feel like you have a lot to say about this, and I feel like I do not.
Oh, you must have something to say about this movie, this musical, this experience.
So here's the deal. I think that you have the inside information, and I think that a lot of people, including me, don't see it for what it's supposed to be. And so I think you should clue us in to all the ifs, ands, and buts.
Okay, well, before we kind of talk about what the movie means, the meaning of it, I feel like we should maybe explain what it is for those of our listeners who do not know, they're unfamiliar, or maybe you are familiar and you just want to hear the plot. Don't you just sit around and go, man, I love movies. I wish people said the plot of them more often. Well, guess what? Elise is about to tell you what had happened.
Oh, I don't. Okay. We're going to take turns.
Okay.
All right. So Brad and Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Brad and Angelina, apparently.
Brad and Angelina and all their adopted kids are they get engaged. They go to a wedding. They're feeling the love. They get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're in the car and they're driving along. And it's kind of like, wait a second. What's going on with our tire?
Right? Yeah.
And then they get out and they look at it and they're like, it's flat. So then they're like, come on, let's just run in the rain together and find a spooky castle.
Yeah. Maybe this castle has a phone.
Yeah. So, against my better judgment, they go into this castle, right?
Wait, did they ask you first? Hey, Elise, should we go?
They didn't. They should have, because I would have told them, hey, don't do that.
Right.
Call AAA.
Elise, Elise, Elise.
I guess they don't have phones.
Is that what AAA stands for?
It does, yes.
Okay.
I actually started the business, but it was a lot of work having to drive around to people. I didn't want to do it anymore. So
understandable.
Passed it on. Now it stands for Alcoholics Anonymous Elise.
Anonymous Elise? Which one's anonymous? The alcoholics or Elise?
I didn't know what the word anonymous meant.
Okay.
Yes. So anyways, back to reality.
Oh.
They go back to this castle and then they like sing for 10 minutes about like...
There's a light.
Yeah, that's it.
Over at the Frankenstein place. I don't know why I covered up my mouth.
Wait, so they know it's a Frankenstein place?
No, the people, the backup singers sing over at the Frankenstein place.
Mm, and they're unbeknownst to Brad and Janet.
Apparently.
So, your turn.
Oh, so Brad and Janet knock on the door. Riff Raff, little creepy man.
Street rat.
Riff Raff. Street rat.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, he opens the door and says, "We're nice, come in." And they're like, "I don't buy that."
Hello?
He does say hello. They're very uncomfortable. They're like, "Hey, we just want to use your phone." Why? But it feels like Riff Raff is stalling. He's doing something. What's he doing? What's he up to? Looks like they're having a party at the house. Very strange party. Odd individuals. Brannett and Jad. Oh, boy.
That's worse than mine.
So, Janet and Brad, they're kind of like straight-laced, like very Leave It to Beaver type of people.
Yeah, it's a good way to describe it.
And so they're introduced to this odd group of people that's not what they're used to. And then somebody comes in. Who is it?
Like the main guy.
Oh, yeah. The main guy. That's his name.
His name is...
Dr.
Frankenfurter.
Frankenfurter.
There. Yeah, I knew that. I just was testing you.
Thank you for the test.
Yeah. Anytime.
Anyways, and then what happens?
Comes down in the elevator. He's like, "What up?" And then he's like, "You want to see my lab?" And they're like, "Labrador?" And he's like, "No, my science lab." And they're like, "Ugh, wish it was a dog."
They're like, "We just want to use the phone."
Oh, yeah. They say that. And they're like, "Well, yeah, I guess we'll look at your lab, I guess." And then they go up to his lab. And he's like, "Gather around. Look at this cool thing that I'm about to show you." And he takes 25 minutes to reveal his creation, which is...
A strong man. What he deems perfect, a perfect specimen of a muscular, blonde, tan, gold underwear wearing man.
Yeah. And his name is?
James Brown.
I think we watched different films.
His name is Rocky Horror, obviously. Anyways, I think that's a good place to stop. We got a creepy castle. We got a strange Dr. Frankenfurter. And then he's created... a monster.
Monster?
Okay.
Hardly enough.
So this was your first time seeing this movie. Was it the Shocking Horror Picture Show? Were you stunned? What do you think?
Sometimes.
I make bad puns? At night. Oh, yeah.
No. I think about like how I like a lot of very weird things. And I wonder... do I have a limit to, you know, weirdness that I just am like, that's too weird? And I feel like this is it.
Too weird for you? What's weird
too
about
weird.
It?
Too weird. Just everything.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, I think this is my limit. This is where I'm like, yeah, that's just a little weird. So.
Okay. So it was weird, but let's talk about the music. Did you like the music?
I liked the second song.
Okay.
The best. That's my favorite song. And I liked... Time Warp.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I feel like that's pretty much it.
Just none of them did it for you?
Because
I find that they're all very similar. I mean, they all have their unique feel, but I felt like stylistically they were all very similar.
Don't you think the Janet one's, like, pretty different from the rest?
Yeah, you said that one sounded like Grease.
I did.
But I feel like a lot of the songs sound like Grease. Okay, that's very interesting. See, I like most of the music. And I actually, the plot of this movie just, it confuses me. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of exposure to this movie. I always feel very confused when I leave. But musically, I really enjoy it. So I like listening to the soundtrack a lot. And listening to the soundtrack actually makes me excited to watch it again. And then when I watch it, I'm like, oh yeah, I don't really like this that much. And I kind of get bummed out. I get mad at this musical a lot.
Yeah, I feel like you just have like a lot of mixed emotions.
I really do. This is a weird one for me. But I kind of explained to you when we watched it what I feel like it's about.
Give us your spiel.
Well, basically...
this is called Spiel Time with James Citron.
Spiel time with James Atron. Yep. Mixed feelings about that too, just like this movie.
All right, let's can it.
Janet. Oh boy. This musical is basically a huge metaphor, or at least that's what it was intended to be. I don't know if it's actually a solid metaphor, but there is some allegory to it. The writer of this musical is named Richard O'Brien, who actually plays Riff Raff in the movie and in the original production. He basically was trying to say, hey, glam rock has come. Old rock and roll is no longer the cool thing. It's had its time. It had a naive charm, but he says, let's kill it. And he calls it a mercy killing in the movie. And so then he says, hey, it's time for glam rock to take over. But then I think at the end, we kind of have this feeling of maybe glam rock isn't even going to stick around forever, which it didn't. So that's kind of what the movie's about. But it's also got some, you know, the Dr. Frankenfurter? Furter. Dr. Frankenfurter is a transvestite. He's messing around with Janet and Brad.
Oh, wow.
I know. I think he's supposed to represent excess. Like, what happens if you're just allowed to do anything? I think the characters at the end of the musical realize that as much as they enjoyed giving into their desires, it just kind of left them confused. Because even Dr. Frankenfurter, he creates Rocky, and then he marries Rocky, and then fools around with Janet, and then fools around with Brad, and then Janet fools around with Rocky, and he gets mad at Janet. And so it's kind of like he's the ultimate, like, hey, you can do whatever you want. But then he even has a spark of jealousy inside of him. Mm-hmm. And it's just saying, like, hey, excess can't last. Eventually, you just kind of have to say, hey, Dr. Frankenfurter, go away. You had your time, and then bye. Goodbye. So that's the metaphor. Now, is it a good, entertaining basis for a plot of a movie? I don't think so.
And you had also said that people misinterpret it as, like, they praise him for being promiscuous, or I don't know. What, say that thing.
Well, the movie at its time was praised for being like one of the first movies to portray a transvestite on film. And it kind of opened up the world to a side of humanity that wasn't really present in media. And so that's what people clung to. And so when you still see it performed today, everybody's celebrating that aspect of the movie, which I get, but they're missing the point of the movie, which is at the end, it's saying, hey, be whoever you want to be, but you can't just do it with everybody all the time. At least that's the feeling I get. Because really, I've tried to work out the metaphor in my mind over and over, and it's full of holes. And I think it's because they tried to make a point, but they also tried to make a weird sci-fi horror spoof.
Mm-hmm.
And by mixing the two, it just kind of came out like Frankenstein's monster, no pun intended, but kind of.
Okay. There you go.
Can I stop talking now?
Nope. 10 more minutes.
So let's talk about the songs in this musical then, because you kind of said you liked one of the first one, or Time Warp, and...
Darn it, Jarn it. That's definitely my favorite one, by far.
What'd you like about that song?
Talking about the D word, by the way, in case anybody's Dick not Van Dyke? Sure. Yep, DVD.
Oh, what'd you like about that song?
Yeah, I just thought it was like fun, upbeat, cutesy, funny.
It is funny. And catchy. I like, very catchy. I like how the background singers just kind of, they don't really sing a note. They're just kind of like, Janet.
Yeah.
Janet.
Yeah, I like it. It's very monotone.
Very monotone. Very
so
funny.
What's your favorite?
See, this is a tough one for me. Because I honestly like the opening song a lot, Science Fiction Double Feature.
Yeah, you like knew every word to that.
Well, it's a fun song because I like creature feature movies. Those weird old, like, It Came From Outer Space and The Blob and those types of movies.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a song that's like a glam rock song that I like that style of music, and it's all about those types of movies, like, I don't know, it's just up my alley. But it's not a very exciting song to be performed. There's something very iconic about the red lips on the black screen for Rocky Horror. Anyways, I like that song. And Time Warp is so iconic too. Everybody, like, I'm sure you've been to a Halloween party where they play Time Warp. It just happens. People do that all the time.
All the Time Warp.
Okay. I wonder how many times you tell a joke on this podcast and my response is just, okay. I feel probably like it happens a lot.
We should probably make like a montage.
Montage. Anyway, so my favorite song is going to have to be Sweet Transvestite. I feel like the first time I saw it, I was like, what in the world is going on? Which is probably what most of the audience in 1975 when this came out thought. Because there's no hint that there's going to be any sort of transvestite or sexual sort of tension. There's no really hint of it in the movie until this point. And so it's kind of shocking, but it's also kind of funny. And then the song, I just love the song. And so I'm kind of like looking past the subject matter because it's not really something I identify with.
Can you sing a little bit of it?
I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. It's just got a really good groove to it that I like. And it's a great entrance for the character, too. I feel like it really portrays the vibe he gives off throughout the rest of the movie. This kind of like cocky, in-your-face, dramatic, but charismatic character. And for me, like I said, a lot of this doesn't click with me as far as lifestyle goes. So I kind of have to look past that and just be like, is it a good song? And I think that one's a great song. It's really fun.
Inspires you.
Well, I don't know about that. although I feel like, you know, this movie started a huge cult revolution of watching it, like midnight showings of it. And they would do shadow plays where people would dress up and they would show the movie in the background, but have people acting it out in front of the screens. And then if you go, you have to dress up. It's like they make a big deal about it. Everybody calls you a virgin if you show up and you're not dressed up. But I always thought, man, that would be a weird experience that I feel like I like dress-up parties. I like the Renaissance Festival. I like just being weird sometimes. And I think that would be a really fun experience. Because I think that what made this musical last longer than it should have is that it later on, instead of just being a musical, it became an experience. I've met people that have been to live showings of it and just have been like, that was the weirdest night of my life and it was so fun. So, yeah, what about least favorite song?
I mean, this is really sad for you, but I think it's that first song. It just does nothing for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Science,
I mean,
fiction.
I was really bored when it was happening, and,
well, but do you think that was because of the way it was filmed, or do you think it was just the song itself?
I really think it was the song itself.
Really? But I feel like sometimes songs are good, but the way they're filmed makes it boring. But
I mean, yeah, I think it was a boring way for that song to happen, but you also were like singing with it and jamming with it, so that wasn't boring, but I still was bored.
Okay, I'm glad I don't entertain you.
No,
we should
I don't
have a
mean
podcast
that.
Together.
No, I don't mean that. I'm just saying, like, even like, I'm so glad that you enjoyed it. I'm so happy for you. But I just was like, eh. What about you?
The Sword of Damocles.
Ugh.
I don't even know
Remind
what the Sword
me?
Of Damocles is. So that's probably part of my problem. But this is when Rocky is finally, you know, he's created, he's got life put into him, and he pops out and he's all in bandages, and they rip off the bandages and he just starts singing, "The Sword of Damocles is hanging over my head."
Oh, yeah.
And he's like running around and having Dr. Frankenfurter chase him. It's just a weird scene, and the guy doesn't have that great of a voice, and it's kind of just a cheesy-sounding song.
I mean, I thought the chasing was kind of funny, though.
Yeah, but I don't really know I don't know why he's chasing. I just don't understand why that scene happens. Like, because then he's like, oh, Rocky, what a horrible way to act on your first day being alive. And I'm like, he's only running around because you were chasing him. Like, really?
I don't know if he realized he was chasing him. I think he was just like exploring and he's got that childlike wonder.
I guess so. He does kind of look like a dum-dum.
He looks like a what?
A dum-dum. He kind of looks a little dim-witted, don't you think?
Well, he does the entire movie.
I know.
Don't you think?
Yeah. There's something to be said there about the metaphor of like somebody with a lot of muscles might not have the biggest like brain.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty common just in life, I would say.
All right. So do you want to rate some facts I have about this movie?
Yes.
All right. Play that theme song.
Rate my fact.
And that's a fact. Okay. While we're doing the theme song, I'm going to blow my nose.
I'm going to leave all this in here.
No.
Yep. Recorded, going on the episode.
It's like ASMR.
Okay, so are you ready for some facts that I have for you?
Mm-hmm.
So I have three facts that I'm going to give you, and I want to do it kind of like we did last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get 23 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal, to get 23 out of 30. Can I do it? I think I can. Oh, okay, thanks. It's all in your hands.
I got all your points in my hands.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
There's that response again. Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
Don't we all? Okay, first fact. Here we go. The Rocky Horror Show was originally going to be called They Came from Denton High. That is your first fact.
You know... Yeah, I like that because why? Why does it have the name that it has and not that?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think the idea was they wanted to have that sort of old sci-fi sounding name, like they came from outer space. And so we got these two kids, Brad and Janet, and they're living in Denton, Texas, which I've been to. Cool place. I like it. But I think, yeah, they came from Denton High. They thought that would be a good name. But I think probably somebody along the way went, where's Denton High? There's no real hint that anything is from Denton in the movie other than the very beginning, where there's a billboard that says, welcome to Denton, in the middle of a cemetery.
But I think you're right. I mean, I think it's kind of funny, that title.
Yeah, it's not I don't think it's a bad title. It's better than, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a good alternate title. I wish someone had said that.
Yeah. But I think ultimately they just were like, hey, maybe it makes more sense if we just call it the Rocky Horror Show.
I like that fact. I think that name, I would have liked that better.
Really?
So I'm going to give it a 9.
Oh, sweet. Coming out of the gate with a 9.
And now I'm feeling just fine.
9 and fine. All the time.
Not that again.
Okay. Ready. Fact number 2. Here we go. The character Eddie and the character Dr. Everett Scott are traditionally played by the same actor.
Remind me who we're talking about.
So Eddie is the old-time rock and roll guy that comes in on a motorcycle.
Old-time rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's singing, I really love that rock and roll. And he gets murdered.
Just soothes my soul.
Uh-huh, yep. And he gets murdered. Mm-hmm. And then later on, Dr. Everett Scott comes in. He's the guy in the wheelchair.
Oh, right, right, right.
And he's also like a UFO researcher. Mm-hmm. And he's also Eddie's uncle.
So they look alike.
So, yeah.
They play the same character.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, usually it's just like Eddie, but he has like a gray wig on and a mustache when he's Dr. Everett Scott.
Yeah. Okay. So that's interesting. I'll give it a 7.
7. Why a 7?
7. Because I feel like, you know, like whenever they do that, I'm just kind of like, but why? Well, I always kind of wonder that. Like, give more people a chance.
Maybe they save money if they do it that way. Okay, so a 7. So I got 16 points. All I need is 7. Oh, I'm not going to get it. I just read the fact and I'm not going to get 7 points on this. The script was unfinished when it went into production.
That's it?
Yeah. See, I found that interesting because I feel
interesting.
I feel like when I watch this movie, that it feels unfinished. It feels like at a certain point it was really fun, and then it just kind of drags on and they didn't know what to do. So mm-hmm. when I found out that they started producing it before it was even finished as a whole script, I was like, yeah, that's what it feels like.
I agree. I think that's interesting. How many times does that happen?
I don't know. It might happen more than we know.
More
I don't know.
I think.
Yeah.
I've just never heard of that happening before, because usually it's like, listen, here's our full plan, detail, detail, detail.
Right.
Etc. And then they're like, we'll think about it.
I think Richard O'Brien, the guy that wrote this, he had worked in theater for a while and he had some connections with some people that were into producing plays. Mm. And so he was just hanging out with some guys one time and they were like, hey, what do you got? And he was like, well, I kind of got this. It's not finished yet. And they looked at it and went, okay, we'll do that. Just finish it.
Can you imagine?
You know, that's my dream. Don't dream it, be it.
Just giving somebody like a half sheet of paper of some idea you kind of vaguely have. And they're like, we trust you.
Well, that's kind of what we did with this. You want to make a podcast about musicals? Sure.
Well,
let's give it a try.
That's us trusting ourselves. That's not like a big company being like, yeah, we believe in you.
Yeah, nobody believes in us.
Let's make a musical about how no one believes in us.
Yeah, and call it My Life.
No, we got to think of a better title than that.
What about Oh Wow?
Yes, that gives just enough detail that we need.
So did you rate my fact yet?
I didn't.
Okay. Can I have a rating, please?
See, it's just, I don't know, because I know what to give you to get you to the points that you need. And I don't know if I should go along with that or...
I mean, it just comes down to, do you want to make me happy? Or do you just want to ruin everything?
I kind of like both, but... Okay. Since, you know, we had this whole what did we have?
A
conversation.
Podcast. Oh, yeah.
About how interesting that fact is, I'll give it a 7.
Oh, thank you. Do you want to play Fact or Faked?
Yeah, I guess so.
Play the theme song.
Fact or Faked.
That's a fact, baby. And we're back. Thanks for listening, guys.
To the theme song?
Yeah.
Thanks for not skipping past it. We don't know. They might have.
We have 3 facts that I'm about to share with Elise, but one of them is fake. I want her to figure out which one's fake. Or do I want you to figure it out? I don't want you to figure it out.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, I thought there was more to that sentence, but... Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here is your first fact, or faked. During midnight showings of Rocky Horror, it became tradition to throw rice at the screen. That is your first fact.
Okay.
Fact number 2. During midnight showings of Rocky Horror, it became tradition to hold newspaper above your head while shooting a water gun.
Oh, boy.
That is fact number 2.
I see where this is going.
Fact number 3. During midnight showings of Rocky Horror, it became tradition to tickle your neighbor's feet. That is your 3 facts. Which one is fake?
So, are you sure that it's not that one of them's a fact and then 2 of them are fake?
2 of them are facts. 1 of them is fake.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure?
Because it seems as if 2 of those are outrageous and 1 of them is acceptable.
Which one's acceptable?
The rice.
Throwing rice at the screen?
Yeah, that's not weird.
If you're in a theater, you're just going to make a mess?
Well, you told me earlier that, you know, at the midnight showings, things would be crazy. And so that sounds fine. Why would you have a newspaper over your head and shoot a water gun?
You're telling me.
No, I'm asking. So rice seems normal. You could be definitely trying to trick me. Like maybe they don't throw rice, maybe they throw spaghetti.
I don't.
And then the second one, I just can't see any reason for that. Why? I don't understand why that would happen. I'm trying to think of anything in the movie that would relate. I can't think of a gosh darn thing.
Let me tell you, I can think of something. That's all I have to say.
Well, that's not going to help me.
Okay.
Tickle your neighbor's feet? He said? That could be real. Is it appropriate? No.
Well, maybe at a Rocky Horror midnight showing.
Guess.
You should see what people wear to those things.
I
like,
I don't
tickling your neighbor's
to.
Feet would be like one of the most appropriate things you could do.
Like, is everybody wearing no shoes to these events? Or do you have to take off their shoe and like tickle their foot?
I don't think you have to take. I think it's more the idea or the, like, action.
But if they're wearing shoes, you can't tickle their feet. What are you going to do, stick your hand inside their shoes?
I don't know. Probably not.
Haven't you been to one of these?
No, I haven't. Mm. But they're coming up. October is the month full of Rocky Horror Picture Shows.
Check your
local listings. I guarantee you, somewhere nearby is showing Rocky Horror.
Probably a friend or a neighbor.
No, like AMC.
I wouldn't want rice all in my theater, so I wouldn't do it. I just don't know. I'm going to go with the tickling the feet.
As the false one?
Fake. Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding. Incorrect. I mean, that's the false one. Oh. You got it right.
I was like, ding, 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 but then he said I'm incorrect.
I mean, it's the incorrect truth.
Yes.
It's not true, is what I'm trying to say.
Because how do you do that when people are wearing shoes? It doesn't add up.
Okay, well, thanks for being all detective on this one.
Hey, call me Sherlock.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, people do throw rice at the screen. I believe they do that at the beginning where there is the wedding.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the first wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so even though you don't know those people, you're still throwing rice at the screen?
Yeah. Well, when you see this movie at a midnight showing, like I kind of told you, it's almost like Mystery Science Theater. It's just like, who can yell out the funniest thing?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure, like, some hilarious dude way back when they first started doing this in the 70s was like, I'm going to bring a handful of rice, and during the wedding, I'm going to throw it at the screen, and it just caught on.
Hey, props to that guy.
I know. That's a weird thing about this musical, is that it could be different anywhere you see it. It's ever changing, ever evolving. There's audience participation. It could change every time. And so, yeah, and they do shoot water guns and have newspaper over their head.
Why?
There's a scene where they get out of the car after the tire gets flat and Janet holds a newspaper above her head. And so they're like simulating the water raining down. Mm. And yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Well, it makes sense, but also does it?
No, I mean, it does. It does make sense. But I also just feel like, why would you risk your theater getting all toe up?
I think usually it's probably not a classy theater. You know, you're not going to the Cine Bistro.
Yeah, I feel that.
Well, hey, I have some lyrics. Do you want to guess what lyrics the songs are from?
Yeah, I just don't think I'm going to know any, to be very honest.
All right, so let's play the theme song for what song is that from?
Hey, wait a second, I gotta know, what song is that from?
Welcome back, guys. Thanks for listening to the theme song. So I'm going to give Elise 5 different lyrics, and she has to guess what song each lyric is from. Mm-hmm. Do you understand the rules, Elise?
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. I played this in my day.
What about in your night?
No.
Well, this was a fun joke. So here we go. Are you ready? I have your first lyric.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how it goes. Buddy Holly was singing his very last song.
Is so here how it here's how it goes? Is that part of the lyric?
No.
So let's say it's the science fiction double feature.
And why do you guess that?
Because I feel like it sounds kind of introductory.
Do you know who Buddy Holly is?
Vaguely, but I don't know exactly.
Okay, well, he was an old rock and roll singer. Now, is there a song in the musical that's about, I don't know, old rock and roll?
Is that the song that Eddie sings?
Yeah, it is.
What's that called?
It's called, are you giving up?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, it's called Hot Patootie.
That's what that's called?
Mm-hmm. Hot Patootie, bless my soul. I really love that rock and roll.
Okay, gotcha. All right, good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good way to start. Okay, just moving on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's not even talk about Hot Patootie.
I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, what do you think about the word patootie?
Don't like it. Don't need it.
Why? Let's make merch with the word patootie on it.
I'm going to quit the podcast.
Okay. Fine, so, we won't do that. It's just,
you can do it. You can do it.
I'll make it
own.
Really small. On all the new merch we make, it's really small somewhere. the word patootie.
Could I ask you not to?
You could.
Will you not?
Nope.
Okay.
Second lyric. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen blue skies through the tears in my eyes.
I'm going home.
Ding, 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 ding. See, you thought you weren't going to get any right.
I got one.
How'd you know that one?
Because I just feel like that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, crying, sadness, blue skies, etc.
What'd you think about that song, I'm Going Home?
I just kind of was like, okay.
Okay, go home then.
Yeah, I mean, bye. See you later. Or I won't. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't like that song at first, and the more times I see this musical, the more I find that being one of my favorite songs.
Mm.
Just like the melody of it's really good, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something very haunting about it, because Dr. Frankenfurter, mm-hmm. he's really the villain of the story. Like, society since then has kind of made him out to be a hero, and I understand why, but really, within the context of the movie, he's the corrupter, he's the villain. But it's very rare to find a villain that you end up kind of sympathizing with. And I feel like this song, you see him singing this, like singing to an audience that he's imagining, and he's just crying, and he doesn't want to like leave, but he knows he has to. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of, he looks exhausted.
It's the makeup.
I know. Swearing. It does. And Tim Curry just plays this role so well. I think this was his first movie. It's just a very interesting character as far as musical goes, as far as cinema goes. Just like, what other movies have that kind of character? It's weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's something very hauntingly beautiful about that song. It didn't really strike me until later on. Okay. So you got it.
Okay. Go me.
Go home.
Okay. See ya.
Okay, here we go. Lyric number 3.
Mm-hmm.
But when he threatened your life with a switchblade knife.
I know that that's the one when they are talking about Eddie, so it's probably Eddie.
Eddie, ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
See, I tried to make some of them easy for you.
Thank you so much.
I like that song just because in the movie version, when the German guy is supposed to say, and I did, he changes it to, und I did. Like,
mm-hmm.
And the other versions I've seen of it. Yeah, the other versions I've seen of it, he doesn't do that. And so I just remember seeing that the first time I saw it, I just thought that was so funny. Plus, I like that scene anyway, where they're mm-hmm. like eating the dinner and it turns out to be they're eating Eddie. Mm-hmm. Spooky horror musical month, am I right?
Yeah.
And
you said it.
But I like that scene anyway because they sing Happy Birthday and it's just really awkward. And then he cuts the meats with that electric meat shaver.
Mm-hmm. That was funny.
Well, you've got 2 out of 3 so far.
Okay.
Good job. Good.
Thank you.
I have 2 more for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your 4th lyric. He'll eat nutritious high protein and swallow raw eggs.
Let me think here.
Let me stink here?
Yep. Is that I can make you a man?
Bing, 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 bing. Yes. You got it.
Yes.
I can make you a man.
Is that really how it goes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In just 7 days. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why is that so weird?
I don't know. It just didn't sound right at all.
It's right.
But I'm basing it off of the one time that I've seen the movie, so.
I feel like.
What do I know?
You know, I know you think this is weird. I think it is a weird movie, but I feel like if you were to ever see it again, it might be less shocking and you might actually kind of enjoy it. Because that's the experience I had. And I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong. I'm looking at your face now and I'm thinking I'm wrong. Very wrong.
But sometimes when you watch something that you're not super into, you don't have a desire to watch it again.
Well, right. But I never really had a desire to watch this again. But I was kind of forced to watch it a few times and it grew on me.
Mm. You know? Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to force me to watch it again.
I'm going to force you to watch it again.
I'm probably going to say no.
Okay, and we'll watch something else.
Okay, cool. Thanks for good. Being so
understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm a good person. So here is your fifth lyric. Are you ready?
Okay, ready.
It's beyond me. Help me, mommy.
Ooh.
And I believe it goes like this. It's beyond me. Help me, mommy.
It's like I definitely remember this happening.
I'll even give you a hint as to who sings it.
Okay.
Brad.
Brad.
Oh, Brad.
I don't know.
It's an obscure one. I'll say that. It's kind of obscure.
Over at the Frankenstein place?
No, but that's a good song.
Obscure, is it?
Well, it's kind of, not a lot of people talk about that song, but I like that song. I kind of forget about that song.
It's just kind of weirdly slow.
It's got a ballad feel to it.
Yeah.
It's like the third song in the whole thing, and it's just like, what? Already doing ballads?
Yeah, oh, but I feel like I'm supposed to feel something, but I don't.
Yeah, that's a lot of these songs, they kind of, you feel like you're not in on the whole plot.
Yeah, like, I would agree with that.
Like, they're, some of the lyrics are so vague or so obscure that you're like, am I missing something?
Right, yeah.
But anyways, this song, the It's Beyond Me, Help Me, Mommy, is actually from Rose Tint, My World.
Of course.
Obviously. Brad is singing this. He's got his corset on. I guess they're all kind of brainwashed under the spell of Dr. Frankenfurter.
Okay.
They're all on stage. They're doing the floor show. And they have all been turned into statues, but then one at a time, they pop back to life.
Weird.
Yeah. Just so bizarre. You got 3 out of 5. Good job.
I did my best.
Majority. Hey, you thought you were going to get none? Guess what? You got 3 more than none.
I mean, record. For this episode.
Okay. That's fair. I think we need to wrap up here soon, but I do have a question.
Question? Tell me what you think about me. About my own diamonds and about my own rings.
Yes, I'm trying really hard to avoid just being like, okay.
Okay, but the viewers will like that. They'll get that.
I don't know.
Tweet at us
if you like that joke. Take out your phone right now and tweet it at us.
Well, it's not a joke. It's just a song reference that everyone's going to get.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you not know what that song is?
I'm going to guess it's probably Destiny's Child.
To be honest with you, I don't know who sings it. But
tell us who sang it. Listeners. Tweet at us. Tell us who sings that song. What is it again? Tell me what you think about me.
Question. It starts with question. That's why.
Oh, that's Destiny's Child. That's Beyonce. She always goes, question.
She doesn't always do that.
It's so Beyonce.
But see, that's
classic Beyonce.
That's so Beyonce. But yeah, it's so easy to fit into like any scenario because anybody just has to say question. And then you're like, question? Tell me what you think about me, about my own diamonds. I mean, it's just so great. It fits in.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Destiny's Child on that too, by the way.
I mean, I think you're
right.
The more
you sing it, the more I'm like, for sure.
Okay, what is the question?
Question?
You're not allowed to do it after bashing me for doing it.
The question is, I think when people think of this movie, they think of two things. Tim Curry's performance and the time warp.
Okay.
So, you said Time Warp was probably one of your more favorite songs. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the Time Warp? What's your opinion of, you know, that classic party tune?
Here's the dealio. So, the movie is, it's got a certain groove to it. It's kind of funny and stuff at first. And then I just feel like it takes like a weird shift. And then like the rest of it's kind of like, eh. But the Time Warp is like, oh, okay. So, we're going to like... This is a group number, and we're all dancing, we're all just being silly, and okay, cool beans.
Yeah.
So I liked it. I liked the energy that it had, and I liked the dance, and I liked the song itself was catchy, and it was just kind of fun.
The first time I saw it, I was unprepared for the narrator to bust into the song.
Oh, right.
And like the song pauses for a second and he pulls down a chart or something.
And he says, question?
No. He says, it's just a jump to the left.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then they start singing again. And then like throughout that song, the narrator is just like standing on his desk and dancing and he gets that more and more really into funny. It. And so, yeah, it's a fun song. It's a fun dance. I can imagine seeing this live and having everybody actually do the dance has got to be fun. It's just one of those dances where, like, the more people, the more energy.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the Cupid Shuffle or, you know, whatever else.
It's just like the Cupid Shuffle. Yeah.
Kind of.
It took me a while to realize, like, what does this song have to do with the musical? Because it's a fun number. But, like, it doesn't really make sense with the plot. But then you kind of find out later that they were time traveler aliens or something. And then it kind of makes more sense.
Yeah. Like, we're kind of, even just being in the castle, I just feel like we're entering a new dimension.
Ooh, good point.
Thanks.
It's a whole new world with riffraff.
Okay. That's good. I like it.
I'll add that one in. Aladdin. I'll add in that joke.
Oh, I feel like I just witnessed you having a stroke. I didn't like that. It kind of made me sad.
I it was in my brain and I wanted to get that joke out so
hard. I know, but
hard.
I really felt sad.
Okay, well, so I think we've talked enough about Rocky Horror. Any last words?
I'm going home.
Okay. Don't dream it, be it.
Yep.
Touch me.
Yep. All of the above.
Tickle my foot. Tickle your neighbor's foot.
Oh, that could have been the Touch Me song.
I know. I thought about putting that in as part of the fact, but I should have.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
So I think we should rate this. What do you think? You ready to rate it? Are you rated to ready? Are you ready to Reddit?
Aladdin.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, rate it. Tell me what you're thinking.
I have to go first?
Why not?
If I had to rate it.
And you do.
Gun to my head. I would give it, I gotta give it a 3.
A 3?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I just didn't like it.
I'm going to have to argue with this.
What do you mean? You can't argue with my opinion.
Yes, I can, because I think you're wrong.
Why do you think I'm wrong?
Because I feel like it musically deserves more than a 3. Because And I feel like we've watched worse musicals together.
Like what?
What about High School Musical 2?
I mean, bring up High School Musical, you're getting an immediate 10 from me, so.
I thought you only liked like 1 and 3. I didn't know people actually liked 2.
You loved 2.
I did. It was my favorite one.
So, yeah, I like all of them, and I'll support them till the day I die.
But a 3...
You want to still argue with me about it?
Well, I just feel like a 3 is not warranted. Because is that the lowest you've ever given something on the show?
So the lowest, well, yeah, because 3, I gave Annie a 3.
The new
2014?
Annie? Yeah.
Yeah, I gave that a 3 as well.
I like this way more than Annie 2014.
I like the way it started, as I said. And then I think that kind of sets me up with an expectation of what the rest of it's going to be like. And then it just took a really weird turn. And I definitely, like you explained all the metaphors and what it's supposed to represent. I didn't catch any of that. I don't think it does well with explaining its own metaphor. And I think that...
Right. I agree with that.
I can appreciate that that's what they were going for. I like that they were trying for that. But it didn't communicate to me. I didn't really connect to like any part of it really. I think it had some funny parts and I liked that. But I mean, if I'm rating the entire musical, the funny parts aren't going to save it. You know what I mean?
I feel you. Okay. So a 3, I'm going to give it a 7.
Wow, that's pretty high.
It's not that high.
That's high.
Because I don't think it deserves a 5. I think a 5 is too low. I think a 6 is too low. But it's not an 8. Well, duh. Why am I explaining numbers? So that's why I gave it a 7. I really like the soundtrack, honestly. The music to me is very fun. It really is one of those musicals where I think it's like coffee, you know? It's an acquired taste. And like you said, some people, it's just like, well, that's fine, but I don't really feel the need to try it again.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I don't know, just it grew on me.
I think it's cool that it's become a thing. And I think that it's cool that so many people do these midnight showings and they've really connected with it and had some awesome times together. I think that's cool.
Let's end it here because I think the musical itself ends the way most people feel when they watch it. So Brad and Janet just had this experience and then the castle just takes off and leaves them behind in the dust. And they just had this weird experience and they don't really know what to do with it. They're very confused. And then the narrator at the end says they were lost in time and space and meaning. Like, I think you're supposed to feel confused when it's over. Because I think part of the point of it is a lifestyle like that can leave you going, wow, that was a fun, energetic experience.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. It was. But now I'm just kind of confused. Like when it's all said and done and I have to go back to my normal pace of life, it's just kind of confusing.
I want to come away from it with something or else I get kind of irritated.
Well, but I think the something here is, at least in my opinion, is that you can't live a lifestyle in excess like that constantly, or else you're just going to be exhausted and confused at the end of it. Kind of like you can't have everything you want, maybe.
Can't always get what you want.
You got it. Okay, so we're done with Rocky Horror. And by the way, ask anybody that I've talked to about this movie, they will testify to the fact that I just gave this a 7, but I'm, you know, I might be right with you the next day. I might be like, nah, it's a 3. And the next day I'll be like, I don't know, maybe it's a 10. And the next day I'll be like, -2.
You can't decide?
I really can't decide. Feel? No. Right now I really like the soundtrack of it. But sometimes I just get confused by it and I'm like, I don't know if I actually do like this movie. Okay, so that's Rocky Horror Picture Show. The first in our month-long celebration of horror musicals. Do you remember what we're doing next week, Elise?
Repo,
the genetic opera. That is our next horror musical. I'm excited about it.
I know nothing about it.
Yeah, we don't know, but we will know. And you'll hear all our opinions about it next week.
If you want to.
And don't forget to send in those alternate titles for Repo. You can follow us on Twitter at WRLM Podcast or on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals.
And if you have never seen it, come on, go watch it.
Go watch it with us. Have fun with us. And don't forget, tell us, did Destiny's Child sing that question song?
Question?
Answer that question for us.
I mean, we could probably Google it real quick.
Nah, I want people to tweet at us.
Okay.
Nobody's going to. But please, make us happy. Make us smile.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for listening to We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James.
And I'm Janet.
Now you do the joke. Okay. And guys, we'll see you next time. So bye. Janet.
Musicals. Jazzy.